All righty, take our minds off what's going on. I do note that both CNN and Fox are carrying Caroline Leavitt and her press conference. And soon the suspect for the WHCA dinner will be in court. Don't know exactly when. We'll try to carry it if it's worth carrying at the time. But we want to take our minds off all of that now and go to something not nearly as important, but certainly more enjoyable than the news we've had to talk about. And we're going to talk about the NBA playoffs and the Lions draft, and no one better than our WJR digital sports reporter, Nick Lundberg. Hello, Nicky.
Great to be back, Paul.
Always great to have you with us. Pistons once again facing an uphill battle.
Yeah, I was at game two, the first Pistons home playoff game in 18 years. And it seemed like they had kind of turned a corner. They had a rough game one showing. Orlando kind of controlled it. And in game three, it was more similar to what game one looked like in Orlando. The Pistons started off slow. They had a big fourth quarter comeback, but it ultimately fell short. Orlando's been injured all season, but they have some experience. They have some good players. They match up well with Detroit. So they've definitely been giving them a fight. And the Pistons will need to wake up tonight to even the series if they want to have a chance to go advance to that second round.
What we really need, and I hate to put the pressure on him, is we need Cade Cunningham to be Cade Cunningham.
Definitely. He did not have his best game in game three. He looked a little bit stronger in game two. Turnovers have been a problem this whole series. They've done a really good job pressuring him. And Cade's teammates haven't really been stepping up in the ways they need to step up. Jalen Duren was an all-star this season, isn't even averaging 10 points in this series. He just looks like the Orlando team is just being too physical for him, for his style of play. And Duncan Robinson has been completely taken out of the series, the Pistons' best shooter. And they're going to need those guys to really, you know, assert themselves more into the game offensively if Cade wants to have better numbers and if the team wants to have better results.
What else can you add to all of this, Nick, with your learned response and your time there right on the court with these guys?
The Pistons, I really think, just need a lot more. They're just lacking experience right now. It seems like in critical moments of these losses that they don't have this sense of urgency that they really need. Last year, they put up really good fight against the New York Knicks, and that was more of an even matchup. And coming in, you expected the Pistons to handle the Orlando Magic, but it's kind of looked like the opposite. And the Orlando Magic is the eighth seed, and even though they've been injured this year, they're still the eighth seed. And so the Pistons really need to remember who they are defensively, who they are physically. And even though Orlando is a tough matchup and they've got some good players, they really just need to come together and remember that, you know, they won 60 games in the regular season. And I think J.B. Bickerstaff, the head coach, really needs to drive that point. He did at halftime of game two, and they went on a huge run in that third quarter. So I think that if he kind of gets on his guys a little bit more and continues to adjust and play with these rotations, I think that they'll have a good shot to win tonight.
Headline in the sports section below the fold of the Detroit News, the award-winning The Detroit News, Cody M. Davis, Pistons taking it one game at a time. So we look at April 19th, Orlando 112-101. April 22nd, Detroit 98-83. April 25th, Orlando 113-105. So tonight at 8 o'clock on NBC, the Pistons at Orlando. It's a make-or-break time. They need to get this game, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. Going down 3-1 in any series does not bode well for you, especially the way that they've started this series. They've only had one quarter that they can hang their hat on that they really dominated, and that was the third quarter of game two. So hopefully that they can play more of the same tonight.
You and I have not had a chance to talk since the NFL draft, which did they get more people showing up than we had? Did they break the record? Do you know?
When they were counting the numbers the other day, it was under what Detroit had. I haven't checked back to make sure that they've either crossed that line or not, but they were pushing on the edge the other day.
Well, here's hoping they didn't make it. But be that as it may, the draft. How are people reacting to Brad Holmes' picks? How are you reacting?
I think I share a lot of, you know, similar feelings with Lions fans in that they're happy with the selections. they didn't really go out and make a home run swing. I didn't really think that was necessary coming in. And Brad Holmes, you know, he's known for trading in these drafts, but didn't do too much movement compared to last season or years before. But you fill holes of need, right? You've got offensive linemen. You lose Taylor Decker. You replace him with the rookie Blake Miller from Clemson, who they've been scouting for 3 years. They love this guy. And he's not injury prone, as a lot of fans are happy to learn that. So he will be playing out there. And the Michigan edge rusher, Derek Moore, a fan favorite. Everybody in the state knows him. He was very impactful for the Wolverines during his career. Was a big part of, you know, a lot of good defensive teams for them. And those were the two positions of need for the Lions, offensive tackle and defensive end. And a lot of people, including myself, are very happy with those two selections.
Listen, anytime the Lions can pick kids from Michigan or Michigan State or any of our other fine Michigan-based colleges, I think is a good thing. I think it's a good thing for the fan base. I think it's just smart. I'm glad they're finding players that make sense in Derek Moore and Jimmy Rolder in this case. So it'll be fascinating to watch. Interesting, too, to see the way the various media outlets, I guess, graded the picks. USA Today gave them a B. In fact, most of ESPN, Yahoo Sports, most of everybody in the business gave these guys Bs for their picks, which is, you know, not a bad thing.
Yeah, I definitely don't hate that they graded them where they graded them. The Lions, you know, they're going to be dealing with some injuries in the secondary, so there's a bit of question marks what they're going to do there. You mentioned Jimmy Rolder will be coming in, kind of replacing Alex Anzalone, the Michigan linebacker. And then they've got, a couple other depth pieces that they added to the wide receiver room and the defensive line. But I think it really just starts with those two, Blake Miller and Derek Moore. And I think both of those guys will come in and have an immediate impact, and they will play and, you know, God forbid, stay healthy, which is what this team desperately needs. And I think that's what's most important. And so I'm giving those two picks just on its own pretty much an A-.
Nick Lundberg with us, WJR digital sports reporter, a fine graduate of Michigan State University, proud graduate. What do you think happened with the Vanderbilt quarterback, Diego Pavia? I'm told he's the first Heisman finalist to go undrafted since 2014. Why didn't anyone pick him?
He's kind of make himself look out like a head case in the media. He doesn't have his own agent. He goes off on these rants on these different podcasts, and he hasn't put himself in a positive light during this draft season. So I think that is mainly the reason why he went undrafted.
Nikki, you just gave advice to a lot of people in your age bracket. I don't know. What are you considered?
Gen Z.
Gen Z. And that is, be aware of what you do online. Because now anybody hiring anybody, they go online and check your social media. These people don't think a lot of Gen Z understand that. Obviously, all these coaches and all these managers and all these people went online and followed. I guess you didn't have to work hard to do it, but followed some of the craziness of this guy, and nobody chose him because of it. There's a lesson there for all Gen Zs, and that is be aware of what you put forth out there in your social media is going to be looked at by people in the future that may or may not want to hire you.
You definitely have to be careful, Paul. I've made sure to be careful myself.
I think you've done a tremendous job of protecting your brand, Nick Lundberg, and you keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Nick Lundberg, WJR digital sports reporter extraordinaire, one of Michigan State's finest, and proudly so, as we continue in Focus on WJR.